A little website allows a lot of people to listen in on our service. We might be a small church, but we're part of a big work.
Amen.
And that song y'all just sung, I Saw the Light, was written by Hank Williams. The story behind that, Minnie Pearl, Dolly Parton, was trying to sober Hank up. He's in the back of a limousine and he was passed out. And it was his time to get up on the stage down at the Grand Ole Opry, and they were pouring coffee in him, trying to get him sober. And when he finally did come to, that's what he said. I saw the light. Praise the Lord. He said, I saw the light. That's the story behind that song. And he wrote that song, I Saw the Light. You know, any of us can see the light.
That's right.
If we're just looking the right direction.
That's right.
I hate it that he was drunk. I hate it in the condition that he was in, that song proceeded forth. But even in a drunken stupor, I'm glad you can see the light.
Right.
And he said, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Darkness is over. Here now, he saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. You know, that's a wonderful thing, that God could take a man in that dilapidated condition and give him light. I'm sure that encouraged a lot of people. But it was either Minnie Pearl, I believe it was Minnie Pearl, that said her and Dolly Parton was trying to sober Hank Williams up to get ready to go on to the Grand Ole Opry. And he was passed out. And when he came to, that's what he said. I saw the light.
Amen.
Now y'all, remember your preacher this morning. Let me just tell you, what all come on me this week. Monday this week, I noticed my wife's car had steel belts showing in the back on her tires, and I never found a set. I bought two used ones that cost $80. I put them on there after I finally found them, and I was thrilled to death. She went to revival Monday night, took the granddaughter, took the boyfriend of my granddaughter, and we talking about this puppy love her, so you know what I mean. But I talked to this boy, his name's Dominic, and he said he didn't know what it meant to be saved. And I was glad that he was going to revival with him. And I was telling him a little bit about what it meant to be saved, how to be saved, and how he needed to seek that even though he was young, while it could be found. And this idea, of course, they pulled in the driveway, and I didn't get to finish my conversation, but I was excited that he went to revival. And I reckon he had a good evangelist, a good meeting. It excited my granddaughter, and for that I rejoice. But anyway, they went Monday night. They went back again Tuesday night, and on the way home from revival meeting Tuesday night, my wife's car blowed up. Oh, man, I tell you what, kind of all joy when you fall into divers tribulation, different divers troubles, knowing the trial of your faith bringing forth patience. Well, I needed patience this week. So anyway, I bought her another car, and I'm working on it, trying to get it running, and it rained every single day. I tried to work on it Saturday. Every time I went out there, it rained. So I tried, even last night at 11 o'clock, I went out there, and soon as I got everything all set up, it started raining, so I went back in the house, went to bed. I got up this morning, instead of my normal drink, 10 cups of coffee, watch Fox News, listen to preaching. I spent from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock up underneath that car. My ox in the ditch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Trying to fix this car so my wife could go to church today. And I'm so tired right now. I mean, I am literally wore out. I'm so tired I couldn't even push two lines together to connect them together. I got it all done. But Dad, I don't like that. I didn't have no choice. I was trying to fix it for her so she'd have something to take the granddaughter to school tomorrow, so she'd be able to go to church today. But anyway, I'm going to need your prayers today because your preacher's tired. I'm not much of a man to begin with. A miserable instrument for God to use, but He counted me faithful and put me in the ministry, and I've got to deliver this message. This message has been burning my heart. I'm up underneath that car at 9 o'clock thinking, boy, you better get out of here and get ready to get to the house of God. And that's how I'm here today.
Amen.
Running hard.
Amen.
Romans chapter 12, we'll read a few verses there. Matter of fact, quite a few. Catch up on a little Bible reading. Romans chapter 12. We'll start our reading for sake of time in verse number 9. It's a good verse. And we'll finish out the chapter. And the heading over this verse is the Christian and those within. And the latter part of this verse, the heading over, is the Christian and those without. So we'll start verse 9. It says, let love be without dissimulation. That means hypocrisy. Let it be real. I don't like hypocrisy.
Right.
I like real. When I tell you I love you, I appreciate Brother Jerry hug somebody and tell them you love them. You know, I like that. When I first come up here, it really blessed me. And at first, it kind of caught me off guard, but you know, that's a good thing. Let love be without dissimulation. I didn't love nobody but anyway till I got saved. And after I got saved, someone said, joy is felt like this. Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. Hebrews 13 verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. And let love be without dissimulation. Again, that means hypocrisy. It says, abhor that which is evil, which means resist it. Cleave to that which is good. Hold on to that which is good. It says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business.
Amen.
Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. That's kind of what I've been going through this week.
Yeah.
Continuing instant in prayer. Believe you me, I've occupied the office of all three of those. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Giving to hospitality. I really got a blessing hearing Sharon talk about taking food over there to Joanne. And that really blessed me. It's rare for the day and hour we're living in.
Right.
And giving to hospitality. Trying to encourage. Trying to help. Undergirding. Hospitality. Giving to that. It says, bless them which persecute you. That's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to strive to do it. Bless and curse not. Now we're going somewhere with these verses here. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
Amen.
Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now this verse right here, I'm glad this verse is in the Bible. Verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I want you to know it's not always possible.
Right.
That's why I keep my guns loaded.
Right.
And I got dog in the house. It thinks it's Godzilla thinks it's King Kong. It ain't big enough to be neither one of them. But I want to live peace with all men. It's not always possible. But if it's possible, that's what I want. I want to live peaceably with all men. But when a man comes in my house with a knife aiming to stick it in my back, I'm definitely going to try to persuade him otherwise. Verse 19 tells us we don't have to worry about being avenged. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. This is our text verse. I will repay, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. Mm-hmm. If he thirst, give him drink. Good. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.
Right.
Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
I want to read the latter part.
Hallelujah.
Of verse 19. This is our text verse here. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. I want to preach today on God's late payment. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to to stand for your word. Lord, in this day and hour which we're living in, Lord, when men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, Lord, men are on the golf course today. They're on the lake today. They're doing the things they want to do. They've made Sunday into fun day. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for these that are before us. We thank you, Lord, that God, in mercy, Lord, you forgive us of our sins. And Lord, in mercy, Lord, you saved us and called us out of this crooked, perverse generation that we're living in. Lord, we'd like to see the whole world saved. We would to God that somehow we could do it. Lord, we wish, Lord, we could see all of the world come to the saving knowledge of your Son Jesus. We wish that everyone had the knowledge of the Word of God, that they knew enough to refrain from doing evil and to seek to do good. But we realize this is a dry day. We realize this is a day that the love of many is waxed cold. This is a day, Lord, when evil abounds. When men of corrupt minds, Lord, are in power. And Lord, they should never have been given that power. And they're corrupting the generation we're living in. Lord, we're not using that for an excuse. We're just sad, Lord, for the day that we're living in. It makes us shine brighter. Lord, we hope to be jewels for your crown. To be a badge of honor, Lord, that you could, like you bragged on Job, but said, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. One that feareth God and seeketh good and doeth good." Lord, we pray for that badge of honor. Lord, we just pray, God, today you'd be honored in this message. May you help me to say what you'd have me to say. May you help me to say it in a way that they'll know it came from you, not from me. And whatever becomes of this message, Lord, whether from these here or those that are here by way of internet, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God said, "I will repay." God's late payment. I make late payments all the time. I made two late payments this week. Poverty has hung up, has kind of been my lot all of my life. It's not a curse. It's just been, that's all I've ever known. Brother Harvey, I've lived in poverty all my life. I remember my mom and dad. I remember, boy, we started out with a piece of meat and it would transform throughout the week. It might start out as a roast, end up as a stew or as a soup or maybe even as hash. But it wasn't because of anything other than the fact we just didn't have the means to do anything different. We just made the best use of what we had.
Right.
It was actually a blessing. It made you appreciate
Amen.
What you had. I remember sitting at the table, and it was always good to sit at Mom's table. What we had, even though it wasn't much, it was good. And you know, I thank God for my home and my family. I have no ill feelings about my home and family. But I'm familiar with this territory of making late payments. That's all I've done all my life. I make payments on payments. I just struggle financially. I can't help it. It's not a curse. It's just something that I've had to deal with for so long. In Psalms chapter 40, verse 17, the psalmist said, "I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." The latter part of that verse says, "Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God." Even the psalmist said, "Lord, I'd like to get out of this dilemma." And listen, this thing about God's late payment, there's not a problem with God financially. God's not struggling like me in finances. But God says, "I will repay." And this payment is a payment for the sins of mankind.
Right.
Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God's eternal life
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus
right.
the Lord.
Right.
God doesn't want to live with this payment for the body.
Right.
He'd rather not have to send this
Amen.
Upon the earth.
Right.
He's running a little late
yeah.
because of His love.
Yeah.
And the long suffering
Amen.
Of God towards lost humanity.
Yeah.
He's holding back.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, beloved, this payment,
Amen.
It may be running late,
Amen.
But God's still going to deliver it
yeah.
and flow into the world when He does. Amen.
Bring it,
God's not struggling. struggling in finances. God's just struggling because He loves lost humanity.
Amen.
You know, God's payment is long overdue. And when He finally does make this payment, the world's going to know the judgment of Almighty God. He's going to pour out His wrath upon this ungodly, unholy world. And the Bible said He's going to pour it out without mixture. Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. What that means is pour it out without mixture. Carol, that means He's not going to dilute it.
That's right.
It's going to be pure wrath.
Yes,
He's not going to mix mercy with it.
No, man.
He said it's going to be without mixture. It's not going to be diluted.
Right.
He's going to pour it out.
Amen.
And the angel said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth.
On,
I mean, when God pours it out, it's going to be a terrible day. And humanity's not going to have no problem understanding God Almighty then. They're not going to struggle to understand about God. It's not going to be diluted. It's going to be pure wrath.
Yeah.
No mercy in this wrath that God's going to pour out. In Revelation chapter 16, there's 21 verses there. He talks about seven vials of the wrath of God. The tribulation is going to be 7 years.
Amen.
One of these vials is going to be poured out every year of that tribulation. Every year this world's going to know that there's a God in heaven.
Yes.
They're going to know that He's a God of love, but He's also a God of judgment.
Right.
He's a God of war. And I'm telling you right now, boy, they're all long overdue for this payment that God's going to send upon this earth.
That's right.
And you read about those seven vials, and it talks about men are going to curse God, and men are going to be mad. They're going to try to find, you know, this we live in this day and time, they want to blame this one, blame that one, blame everyone.
That's right.
You know, I was telling Brother Ed this morning, well, I'll leave that out. I don't want to put that on the internet. But in Revelation chapter 16, it said, I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Amen.
The first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and a grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast upon them which worshipped his image. There's a price, my friend, for disobeying God. There's a price for denying God. And here it is. It's starting to be delivered now. God is making payment now upon sinful world, amen. Upon this world that doesn't like to retain God in their knowledge. They'll go anyway but God's way, amen. They remind me a lot of a calf looking at a new gate. They're trying to figure out some way around it, amen.
That's right, amen.
He said, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man.
Yeah.
And every living soul died in the sea. This is not a parable. This is what God said's coming.
Right.
This is what's coming upon the world.
Right.
When God said He pours out His vial of wrath without mixture, it's coming.
Amen.
The third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar saying, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. I want you to know the laughter has stopped.
That's right.
It's now man's reckoning with the fact that God's a whole lot bigger than he thought. Now, I'm going to read some scripture about that here in a minute. You may already know it, but you need to hear it again.
That's right.
It said, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire.
Yeah.
And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God. They blamed God for everything.
Yeah,
it beats all I've ever seen. They blame God for this, blame God for that. And they're blaspheming and blaming the name of God. You know, I have to admit, I heard that a lot growing up. That's all I ever heard was God's name used in vain.
Yeah, that's right.
Which have a power over these plagues. And they repented not to give Him glory. They could have repented, but they didn't. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.
Yeah.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. This is a judgment pronounced upon Israel,
yep,
that they might be able to come down upon Israel. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs out of the mouth, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Notice, behold, I come as a thief. That's not me. And that's not you.
That's right.
Praise
that's
God, we've not been appointed right under wrath. You want to know a good verse?
Right.
Let me just show you a good verse right here. Thank God for it. We've not been appointed under wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, for God hath not appointed unto us wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. I'm glad we get to escape this wrath. I'm glad, praise God, we're not here. And God says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and he sees shame. And he gathered them together to a place in the Hebrew tongue at Armageddon. Listen, this scripture right here pertains to the Jews.
Yeah.
This is the time of Jacob's trouble. This is the great tribulation coming upon the world. During this time, you'll have to be saved. You'll have to refrain from taking the mark of the beast. You'll have to keep the Ten Commandments. I don't know how in the world anybody could do that. And you'll have to have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And you'll have to love not your life unto death just to survive this tribulation when God's pouring these vials of wrath out. I don't know how in the world, but if anybody's able to make it through it, the Lord says, I come as a thief. He said, blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them to a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings such as... And there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great that... And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of His wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail.
Right.
For the plague thereof was exceeding great. These things are coming, my friend. God's late payment. This is going to be part of that payment. In the world, they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. They don't want our children taught about God. They want our children brought up in some kind of social experiment, some kind of sociology, some kind of socialism, some kind of experiment to somehow keep God from being taught our children. And the Bible tells us to teach children about the Lord. Train them up and teach them right things. And this generation coming up, they're coming up without the knowledge of God. And it's a bad crop. They're killing one another and violence is everywhere. Like our Sunday school lesson this morning in Genesis chapter 6. There's violence in our day like there was in that day. And men have corrupted God's way up on the earth. Their opinion of God is not just wrong. It's dangerously wrong.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I don't want to read this scripture here because, you know, man, they've got an opinion of God and they think, you know, He's a loving God, and I'll just say, Lord, I didn't think this or I didn't think that. Well, you just listen to this scripture right here and you tell me about your opinion of God. Psalm chapter 50, verse 16. But unto the wicked, God says, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consented with him that has been a partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit.
Amen.
Thou saidest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things thou hast done, and I kept silence. You know the silence of God.
That's right.
The Bible said, be still.
Yeah.
That's right.
Know that I'm God. Psalms 46,
amen.
Verse 10.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we've got to turn things off.
That's right. Amen.
To be able to hear that still small voice of God.
Right, right.
But in this case, God was silent for 400 years before Matthew. Between Malachi and Matthew, there was 400 years
right.
of silence.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now, God's keeping silent. Somebody said, you know, that girl on the View, she said that our Vice President, Pence, she said, he says God speaks to him. Listen, God speaks to me.
Amen.
Matter of fact,
right.
He'll speak
Amen.
To you if you'll open his mouth.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Yes, he
will. He's speaking.
That's right. Right.
Here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
He speaks to me. He spoke to me this morning.
Yeah.
He spoke to me this week.
That's right.
That's why I'm delivering this message.
That's
I'm tired.
Right.
Can't even walk. But oh, listen. Listen. God said,
Amen.
He said, I kept silent.
Right.
I kept silent when you did all those things. It doesn't mean you're all right. Just because he hadn't brought judgment. He said, I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thee. Before thine eyes. Even though God kept silence, the world thought that God was like them. God is a reasonable God.
Yes, He
That's
is.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, God said He's ready to judge the quick and the dead in His appearing.
Amen.
He said, I will set them in order before thine eyes. He said, now consider this. Ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver. God, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of
Amen.
Living God. Hebrews 10:31.
Amen.
He says, our God's a consuming fire. This world is set on a head-on course with judgment.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Lord said it'd be like it was in the days of Noah before He comes back. He said it'd be like it was in the days of Lot before He comes back. And I'm going to comment on that here just a minute. But I want you to know we're right for the judgment of God.
Yes,
and we're gleaning the edges of the field, Brother Ed.
Right.
We're just getting the gleaning in.
Amen.
I mean, the great harvest has done tides. All we're doing is gleaning the fields. But if we could just get one. I'm telling you, the Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. More than 99 just persons that need no repentance. There's rejoicing in heaven when an angel wrote down, Amen.
Yeah.
I think it, you know, it may not necessarily be like this, but I think April 27th, 1988, that the herald of heaven, Sister Joanne, I think he went out there and he said, Eddie Wade just got saved! And I believe my grandfather popped there and said, dangerously wrong. The Bible said the wrath of God is revealed against ungodliness, and they are going to be without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. You know, the world, they're looking for an excuse.
That's right.
They're not looking for an escape. Jesus said to you, generation of vipers, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? They're not looking for an escape, Brother Ed. They're looking for an excuse. They want somehow to claim that they were just in what they got. There's no cloak for their sin. I'm telling you, God keeps good methods. And he said, I'll make it clear when I judge you. I'll put the finger on the problem. I'm telling you right now, he's coming for his. And when he leaves with his, won't be under the habits of this world I'm talking about. God's going to make his late payment right on time. Amen. Right on time. Amen. The wrath of God waited 120 years while a preacher named Noah, Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, says God waited 120 years while this preacher of righteousness preached and built that ark. We talked about that a little bit in the Sunday school this morning, but I want you to notice this. God waited 120 years. It might have been a late payment, Sister Joanne.
That's right.
But I want you to know when God shut that door of that ark, more payment was made.
Amen.
Now, God told Noah to build that ark. No doubt Noah built that ark. And the Bible said he preached for 120 years. I'm going to guess he said, y'all better get in this ark or the flood coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably, first of all, they probably heard it, Rita. Then probably their ears got dull to hear it. They said, we've heard that, Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, change the message. We've heard Noah didn't change the message. Noah kept saying, there's a flood coming.
Yeah.
God told me to build this ark. I moved with fear to build this ark for my family, for my kids and their family. I'm telling you, each souls were saved because a man moved with fear, and he finished that work. And when he finished it, God said, go inside. And when Noah, that preacher of righteousness, went inside, God shut the door, and God delivered that late payment.
Yeah, that's right.
Then is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God, the wrath of God waited until that righteous man Lot, 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 8, that righteous man, it says he had to be drugged out of Sodom by the hand, Genesis 19:16, said the Lord being merciful to him. Now Lot, Sister Carol, reminds me a lot of the church of our day.
That's right.
And we're kind of in the world, but we're not of the world.
That's right.
But the churches are kind of becoming worldly. And Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. He shouldn't have done it. And I think the church is doing the same thing.
Yes, it is.
God says, come out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord.
That's right.
I'll be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and my daughters.
Right.
I believe we need to abstain from those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I believe the church this day and hour, there's a few that are still steadfast. There's a few that are still holding on. They've come out of this crooked and perverse generation, and they're not compromising, and they're not selling out to sin.
Amen.
There's still a few exceptions.
Right.
There's still a few that have a
So
I think Lot reminds me a lot of some of the churches of our day and time. He wanted the world in one hand and God in the other hand. And God had to come down, Brother Harvey. And God had to get him by the hand.
Amen.
And drove him out of Sodom, Brother Mitchell, kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Friendship of this world is ending with God.
Yes, it is.
But Lot, he didn't see nothing wrong with that. You know what God told Lot, Sharon? He said, I can't destroy this place for your God. Get to drag him out. Get to drag him out. They said, we can't do nothing to your God. That's what the angel said.
Right.
They drove Lot out kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
And they were told not to look back. What Lot's wife do? She looked back. I don't blame her. I don't blame her, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Lot said, I can't remember if it's $2 or $3. Is it a two or three? I can't remember off the top of my head.
He
went to talk to his son-in-laws.
Yeah.
That means he's married to his daughters, right?
That's right.
He said, I've got some daughters that ain't known a man.
Yeah.
The daughters that hadn't known a man come out a lot. But those ones that is married these others, they were still in Sodom. I can't blame Lot's wife for looking back. But I'll tell you right now, I can't blame God for doing what he did. I'm telling you right now, he said, don't look back. world, but we're not of this world.
That's right.
But the long-suffering wrath of God waited until that righteous man Lot was drug out of Sodom by the hand. And the Bible said the Lord being merciful unto him. Let me say, the wrath of God's waiting right now. And the reason God's laid on His payment is because of the long-suffering love that God has for lost humanity to repent of their sin.
Yeah.
Listen, even with that thought in mind, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37 says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and not tarry." The old song says,
right.
"Wait a little longer."
Amen.
Sweet Jesus, he ain't gonna wait no longer, Rita.
That's right, he ain't.
I mean, like that, you remember that movie, The Wizard of Oz, that witch set that hourglass up there and that sand running out?
Right.
I'm telling you, we're about down to the bottom
Amen.
Of the time,
Amen.
Of, the, of
yes.
the mercy
right.
of God that stretched out through His Son. The nail-pierced hand
Amen.
Of His Son
right.
reaching out
Amen.
Said,
yeah.
"Take me by the hand.
Amen.
Let me help you."
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they've said
right.
it no. They've
yeah.
scoffed
Amen.
And laughed and made jokes
yeah.
about the wrath of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, He's long-suffering
right.
to us,
right.
not willing that any perish,
Amen.
But that all come to repentance.
Yeah.
God
Amen.
Wants everybody
yeah.
saved.
Yeah.
He's running late on His payment
yeah.
together. But He's still
yeah.
going to make that
right.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's waiting right now. There's a calm right now, but there's a storm coming.
Amen.
Oh, me. For yet a little while, you don't hear much preaching about the coming of the Lord. That's sad. He's still coming.
Yes, sir.
Right.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and not tarry. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says the day of the Lord will come. We don't know what hour. We don't know what day that is coming. Matthew 24 verse 42 and 44. It may be daytime. It may be nighttime. It may be morning. It may be midnight. Or it may be the now. But I'm going to tell you right now, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. I'm closer to kicking up gold dust than I was yesterday. I'm telling you, glory to God, He's a coming brother Bob. And when He comes, I'm going to leave it. Amen. It ain't going to look over out the wall. I'll be down. Amen. I'll be walking down. But anybody turns that down, they deserve whatever comes their way.
Yeah.
God's waiting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, not only is He coming, but the Bible said He'll judge.
Yes, He will.
The quick and the dead.
Amen.
At His appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible said God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God doesn't take no pleasure delivering this payment. He's not even wont to put this upon humanity. It said they won't have it no other way. They won't let Him be God.
That's
Brother
right.
Bob.
That's right.
They don't like to retain God in their
That's
knowledge.
Right.
They do like this.
That's
yep.
right.
That's
yep.
right.
That's right.
Amen.
They don't want to hear it.
Amen.
That's right.
They don't want no one to tell them.
Right.
I give them a tract, they throw it down.
Yeah,
I want it.
That's right.
That's right.
Oh, how
yep.
that's going to hurt. Brother Mitchell,
will.
When
it
they
will.
Stand before God,
oh,
God
yeah.
said,
and
"You did this."
Yeah. Right.
God's going to say, "You threw my,
right.
my love.
Yeah.
You threw it down.
Yeah, threw it down.
You don't have nothing to
That's
do
right.
with me."
That's right.
And they're going to cry out for mercy. The old song says, the rocks and the sea, the wailing of the wicked." That's the other song goes. It says, "Oh, what a weeping and a wailing when the lost have told their fate.
Yeah.
They'll cry to the rocks and the mountains, but
Amen.
The cries will be too late."
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
Amen.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got in.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Sister Joanne Jones said, "I'm saved by the skin of my teeth. I'll take it."
Yeah.
Peter said, "If the righteous scarcely be saved, I'll take it."
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, they'll have ungodly and sinner appear. I'll tell you what, they're going to appear before the judgment of God.
Uh-huh.
Which pours out that wrath. It's going to be
right.
worth it for the end.
Yes, it's going to be right.
I'll tell you what, buddy, whatever we've got to go through, it'll be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Amen.
Wonderful there.
Yeah.
Let's sing us
something.
Won't it be wonderful there? It'll be wonderful. Amen. I mean, we'll be glad that we escaped the wrath of God.
Yeah,
we'll be glad, amen, the books and the things in
yeah.
the books. He said, be ye ready.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this, and I'm done. I'm glad I'm ready.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't know when it's coming, Carolyn. I just know when it's come, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't take me by surprise.
That's right.
I know him when I see him. You remember when Mary Magdalene, she thought Jesus was the gardener?
Yeah.
And she said, tell me where you put him, and I'll get his body.
Right.
And he said, Mary. She said, Rabboni! She knew it immediately he wasn't the gardener. He said, my sheep know my voice. He said, I know my name. When he said Mary, she said, Rabboni! And he had to disappear for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I know his voice, Carolyn.
Yeah, amen.
And the world's going to wish they knew him. They're going to wish they had time. Ain't it amazing nobody's got time for God?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The truth, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Bible mentioned the book of Titus. Many profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him.
That's right.
This place could have been filled this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all could have shouted me down. I might have to sit down and let y'all get over it. Might have sat up here and, woo! No way.
That's right.
Woo! I'm glad I've been kind of worthy to escape the wrath of God.
Amen.
I'm glad He's waiting. I'm glad long-suffering, gracious, compassionate God. I'm glad, amen, I got in on the mercy side of God.
Yeah.
Those that meet Him in judgment.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, what a weeping and a wailing. Brother Bob, when they're told of their faith, they won't have but one person to blame.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
They won't blame the preacher.
That's right.
They like to. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed that snake.
Yeah.
That's right.
They blame themselves.
Amen.
Just say, I should have repented.
Yeah.
I should have received.
That's right.
Your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
God's late payment. I don't like making late payments. I would to God. I don't want to be rich.
Yeah.
But I would to God. I didn't have to struggle so much. I don't understand it. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I work harder than anybody I know. I worked while I was in school.
Come on.
I got out of school May the 30th, Sister Rita.
Yeah.
And I started to work June the 2nd, and I worked 32 years in this factory. And I left that factory. I probably should have stayed. I've made a lot of mistakes in life, but I left that factory after working there 32 years, and I got my retirement. They were compromising on the truth to the point I was concerned about my retirement. I got out of there, and I put my retirement. And this will be $500. I was glad to have it. It's quite a bit of money.
Right.
My son had to have surgery, Sister Rita. They wanted cash.
Yeah, that's right.
The government said, you get that cash, and we're going to penalize you for getting that cash.
Yeah.
I told this morning. Some of you wasn't here. But me and Rita was talking this morning. And I was telling about Johnny the Baptist, an evangelist, a good friend of mine. Johnny said his son got in jail. He's in jail down in Nashville. He said, I took a bus down to Nashville and I went and got my boy out of jail.
Yeah.
He said, somebody told me if that'd been my boy, I'd left him in jail. And Johnny said, that's right. If it'd been your boy, I'd left him in jail too. And he said, that was my boy. I went down and got my boy. That was my boy.
That's right. Amen.
I'm about to throw a bow and have no regrets. That's my boy. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you what, buddy, I might leave out of this world with nothing but to some people, but the way I look, I'm leaving out with everything. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Let me just say I'm ready.
Yeah.
Even so, Lord Jesus,
right.
Come quickly.
Yes.
You ever bought anything at Walmart, Rita? Get talking to someone, forget it, leave it there sitting on the counter to get home and realize you forgot it. What you do when you realize you forgot it?
Called back and said, I forgot my package.
You went back and got it, did you?
Yeah.
You know why you went back and got it? Because you bought and paid for it.
That's right.
Hey, I'm not bought. I've been bought with a price.
That's right.
Hey, you paid $5. I'll be worth it. Well, you paid me with it.
Yeah.
Hey, he's coming back for it. Amen. He said, I'm coming for what's mine. I bought it. I paid for it. I paid $5 for a pay on the service center. Yeah. Ain't that he was? He's coming. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the spirit of God, Lord. I'm so tired. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Thank you for blessing. Thank you, Lord, for visiting your people. from on high. Lord, have your way. Whatever needs to be done here today, let it be by your hand. Let all the praise, all the glory go to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, get Brother Jerry. Get us a hymn of invitation. I don't know how the Word of God went to you. I know how it come to me. It come good to me. Made me think of leaving out. Amen. Hallelujah. Made me think, praise God, he may come today, Rita.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be great? Hallelujah.